Technology today has never been smarter. But smart only matters when you put it to good use. Together we can build a smarter future for all of us. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. How can businesses make it easier for employees who are fed up with their commute? We'll explore this in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. Americans may be worried about all of the stock market gyrations of late, but it doesn't appear to be affecting their spending habits. Retail sales rebounded in October after two straight down months. The Commerce Department said sales jumped 0.8% from September and were up 4.6% from a year earlier. Higher gas prices has helped, as did hurricane-related hardware sales. But business was generally good all over. Sales were strong at stores selling clothes and sporting goods, and department store sales rose more than 1%. The Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street says Americans are less concerned about the stock market than they are about the job market, which has been strong with unemployment at 3.7% and wage gains picking up. Speaking of the strong labor market, it's gotten tight to the point that companies are hiring people sight unseen. Some people get hired on the spot after just one phone interview. The Wall Street Journal says the practice has become most common in seasonal work, particularly retail, although it is spreading among certain in-demand white-collar jobs, such as engineers, IT professionals, and teachers. Macy's, which continues to do in-person interviews, says it fills more than a third of its in-store jobs within 48 hours and is looking to expand its phone interview hiring process. In a Reddit forum dedicated to Boeing, multiple users described being hired after phone interviews for entry-level positions. Former Boeing recruiters said the company hired sight unseen, particularly for tough-to-fill technical positions and engineering roles. Still ahead, J.R. Whalen will talk with Dawn Fay of Robert Half about how companies can help provide an easier commute for workers. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvard Business School Executive Education. Is your family office positioned for growth and success? Gain best practices in family wealth management at the new program, Building a Legacy, Family Office Wealth Management. Learn more at hbs.me/legacy.
A bad commute can ruin your day, but can it ruin your career? A lot of people say yes. In fact, about a quarter of workers in the U.S. have left a job due to a bad commute. And Dawn Fay, district president of staffing company Robert Half, is here with us to discuss. So, Dawn, this is from a survey of workers in 28 U.S. cities. And every morning, it seems like I'm at the mercy of the New York City subway system. Is it really that bad nationwide?
Well, it's that bad in some cities. On average, commuters spend about 49.1 minutes commuting every day. And some of the cities where the workers have left their job because of the worst commute is Chicago, Miami, New York, and San Francisco.
So New York's on the list.
New York is on the list.
I mean, it can totally destroy your day if you're late for work by half an hour or 60 minutes because of something out of your control.
It's true, and it causes a lot of stress, and that really impacts your performance on a job. When you show up to work late, especially if you're missing a meeting or an important call, it can really add to the stress and morale of not only you, but your team that you're part of.
And the survey shows that younger workers and men are the most fed up.
Well, they are the ones who seem to be leaving a job more than others due to the commute. And some of the younger workers, that didn't necessarily surprise me. I think that in this marketplace where it's so active for job seekers right now, they have options. And many companies are doing a lot to try to attract millennials into the workplace, giving them better work-life balance and working on some of those things. So doesn't surprise me that some of those statistics came out the way they did.
And many of those polled also feel that companies that they work for could do more to address the concerns of commuting employees.
That's correct. 60% of people actually said that they didn't feel their company was doing anything about their poor commute. So some of the things organizations have started to do or people are suggesting they do is give some more flex time so that people don't have to work, travel, I'm sure, during the worst peak times, let people work from home, help subsidize some carpooling or parking and public transportation, things such as that.
And this plays into the fact that we're currently in a candidate-driven market, and it could work to a company's advantage to make things easier, especially for prospective employees.
The market is very tight and very competitive for good candidates right now. People are looking at not only what the job itself is and what the compensation dollars-wise pays, but a lot of these types of things of commute, flexibility, and such. So employers really need to be thinking about it.
Is this something new, the idea of companies stepping in to help facilitate a better commute, or is it just more pronounced because of how bad a situation it is?
I think it ebbs and flows as the market ebbs and flows. And, you know, certainly traffic and commuting is nothing new. It's been out there forever, and some cities worse than others, as we've mentioned. But I do think when you've got as much of a war on talent as there is right now, these things certainly come a little bit more to the forefront.
All right. It's a dangerous world out there, but keep cool and good luck with your commute. That is Dawn Fay, District President of Staffing Company Robert Half. You're with us in our studio. Dawn, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.